And Adi, you have an interview.
Yes, well, chase those winter blues away and join the Toronto Consort on January the 27th and 28th with a rollicking Elizabethan kitchen party. They promise an evening of blood-pumping, yet heartwarming dance tunes and ballads. Featuring some of their favorite composers, including Orlando Di Lasso, Playford, and Ravenscroft, this New Year's soiree is a celebration of spirit guaranteed to send you home smiling from ear to ear and partying like it's 1599. Well, joining us this morning is Toronto Consort's Allison Melville. Good morning, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. Fine. So partying like it's 1599, explain yourself, please.
Well, that's a good question. So we thought we would, like, at this point of the year, you know, when we were looking to program this season, the end of January, beginning of February is very often a kind of a gray time,
sure,
or a cold, dark time. And in fact, it has been quite gray in mm-hmm. Toronto recently. And so we had thought that maybe it would be fun to put together a program of tunes that we really have enjoyed playing, some new ones as well, but so partially based on previous recordings, but just returning to music that is very sort of joyful in spirit and lively, happy. I mean, there are the occasional quieter, more introspective moments as well, because of course a bunch of happy music sounds even happier when you contrast it with a few more introspective things.
Sure.
But that's the idea, is just to sort of have a cheerful experience.
Right.
You know.
Have you presented, I know you present a whole bunch of fantastic concerts, but have you done something like this before, the Elizabethan Kitchen Party, or is this the first time?
I would say maybe presented in this way. It's the first time, but as
great.
I said, this is, you know, it's music we love and music we're familiar with, and music also that, you know, the audience really seems to really, really enjoy. So we thought, well, let's do that again.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's on deck in terms of the performers we can hear, vocal, instrumental, soloists? Who's coming to the party?
Well, let's see, who did we invite? Well, we invited the two extra people that we invited, like our two guests. Maybe you could say it's a small kitchen. But we invited Carrie McGonigal, who is a cellist, who's not normally a member of the consort, but we figured we needed a really sort of a robust bass player, bass line. So she's
wonderful.
Playing cello. And John Pepper is returning. He was a member of the consort for many years, but he's coming back to join us to sing bass. And then we have the members of the consort, the singers.
Mm-hmm.
Our soprano is Michelle DeBoer, and Catherine Hill, and Laura Pudwell, who
sure.
is artistic co-director with me, is the mezzo. And then we have Corey Knight and Paul Jenkins, a singing tenor,
mm-hmm.
and Paul is also playing harpsichord. And then we have Esteban Larota, who is playing lute and guitar, and Ben Grossman, who is playing a variety of things. He's playing hurdy-gurdy, he's playing percussion, he's playing a bit of cittern.
Any spoons in the mix?
No, we have no spoons, but we don't have... Yeah, I think Ben could play the spoons. We could put in a request.
Okay, so. You could always say to the audience, bring your own spoons, but perhaps not. Now, it's so good to see that this concert is coming our way this weekend, and I'm sure
Absolutely.
The snow will be cleared by then. But I was wondering, how did the pandemic affect your organization when you came back? Did you perhaps come back with an even greater sense of musical purpose for the Toronto Consort?
I would say in part, yes. Yes, I would, in fact, no, not in part, but I would say, yes, we really did. I mean, I think the pandemic, it's been hard on everybody, and I often say that I think we'll only know, you know, a while from now,
mm-hmm.
to when we were able to look a bit further with a bit more distance to see. But it certainly has sort of changed the way we think about performing, and it also has enhanced the appreciation just and the joy of being able to play for other people. I remember doing a recording of a, you know, like a filming of a show,
mm-hmm.
with another organization, and just finding it was so strange because we were acting like it was a concert, except there's this integral part of the audience being
mm-hmm.
there. And I think a lot of people think, oh, maybe you just want the audience because you want the applause or you want the money from their mm-hmm. from the ticket sales, right? But it's really, I think most musicians would say, no, that's not it. And certainly the pandemic has shown us all that it definitely is not that there's this really kind of this circuit of good feelings and circuit of energy that is moving between the stage and the audience, and really without the people who are engaging in listening, it's just not the same. You don't have the same circuit, and it's really so wonderful to be back playing for people again.
Beautifully,
I'm sure
beautifully put, right?
Sorry?
It was beautifully put, the way you talked about the symbiosis of the audience and the players.
No, I just really feel it's really, really true. And that was that one recording. I mean, we've all done a lot of recordings and things like that over the past almost 3 years. But it was that one thing. And I just said, it's just so weird. It's like we're just... It's not even acting, because even acting, you have an audience for, right? But the fact that people weren't there is just, I miss my people.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
That kind of thing. So, yeah.
Allison, can you give us sort of the parameters of who and what Toronto Consort is in terms of years in which you focus when you're playing?
You mean like repertoire?
Yes, repertoire and define for us Toronto Consort.
Toronto Consort, okay. Well, Toronto Consort basically, because it's a kind of a funny name. It's based on an old English term for like a group of people. Mm. A consort is a group of people that plays together as well as like a particular group of instruments. And we're taking that from, you know, several hundred years ago in England.
Right.
So the parameters for us in terms of repertoire, I mean, there's a general focus on... Western European music from the past. So you would say medieval and Renaissance and early Baroque. So basically kind of from around, I'd say 1300, or no, even earlier, 1100.
Wow.
To about, I would say when we hit 1600, we're beginning to hit the end. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. but I think also it has always been a part of the Toronto Consort's mandate to include music from other cultures and to really be really quite clear that we don't, we're not just focusing on this music. We like to interact with other people from other places and playing other kinds of instruments and other kinds of music. And we've done some shows. For example, I'm thinking of one. There was a series that our former artistic director, David Fallis, came up with, and it was he called it the Marco Polo project.
Yes.
And so one concert involved a Chinese, wonderful Chinese musician, Wen Zhao, who was playing pipa, and some singers from Georgia, out next door to Russia. And then another program also involved Sampradaya dance creations, doing classical, I believe it's South Indian dance, and then also Subha Sankaran and Ed Hanley.
Wow, so I mean...
From Auto Rickshaw. So there's stuff like that. And, you know, and we did also just recently, over the pandemic, we did a show with Marilyn George and Renee Mashake and Jonathan Adams, so Indigenous colleagues that came, and we all worked together, and we also worked with Spy Dename Welch, who is an Indigenous director, writer, musician, composer.
Yeah.
So we kind of did a co-artistic direction with all of them.
Well, thank you so much for illuminating that you are way more than the actual word leads us to believe. So once again, we're speaking with Allison Melville, who is the co-artistic director of Toronto Consort. And they're having a show called, well, I guess it's called Winter Revels. And
that's
thank
right.
you so much for speaking with us.
Yes,
it's going
thank
to
you.
Take place, I'm assuming, at the Jean Lamont Hall.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
St. Paul's Center,
so
yeah.
Won't you all please come to that party January 27th and 28th with the Toronto Consort. It's called the Elizabethan Kitchen Party. For more information and tickets, please go to torontoconsort.org. Thank you so much, Allison, for
Thanks,
being our
Allison.
Guest.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.